Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Question: what does it mean to be human? And at what point does someone become fully human, fully alive, and fully valuable? Then, on the other end of the spectrum, when does someone cease to be fully human, fully alive, and valuable? Perhaps you're thinking, that's a philosophical question, one that has little practical merit. The bottom line, friend, is that this very issue has become more important year by year as scientists delve into the mystery of life, and as the result of biotechnology, are able to create life in the laboratory, something which was only science fiction to our parents' generation. Following the death of America's 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan, whose last decade was lived in the darkness of Alzheimer's disease, a netherworld of those who seemingly exist in a human body without benefit of real humanity, many touted the possible benefit of stem cell research, not really understanding what stem cell research is about. Simply put, stem cell research demands that thousands of embryos be fertilized in a laboratory for the sole purpose of experimentation, when essentially the same thing on a small scale takes place in a woman's body, we say she's expecting a child. But when it takes place in a petri dish in a laboratory, we call it research. However, what most folks don't understand is that the thousands of fertilized embryos will be destroyed after a certain period of time and the substance used for experimentation. For a few moments, let's trace the onset of life, human life, in an attempt to understand when a person should be recognized as being human, or a human be recognized as a person. Following conception, when a single cell begins life, the number of cells begin to multiply. 7 days later, there are over 100 cells. Within 7 days, this developing person, known as a zygote in medical terminology, attaches itself to the security of a mother's womb, where it stays for the next 9 months. Within 17 days, a spine is formed. Within 21 days, a tiny heart begins to beat. By 28 days, this little person has a kidney and liver, and the first month ends with a tiny but fully formed human being. No, the little person who is growing doesn't have the capacity to perform in a normal world, but neither does the mother who lies comatose in a hospital bed, the result of injuries she sustained in childbirth, or the grandfather who, like Ronald Reagan, lies in a hospital bed with Alzheimer's disease. So are we to say that somewhere between conception and the last beat of the heart, humanity is finally achieved, but later is cast off as surely? A person is not human based on his ability to perform, but on the reality that he or she has become a recipient of the gift of life, that having been vested with a spark of life which only God can give and has the right to take away, he or she is embarked on the journey of personhood. Our culture and society today is more focused on denying humanity and personhood than recognizing it. By denying it, we can destroy the remains of stem cell research, as you would something left in the refrigerator too long. Or for that matter, we can then do the same thing with the elderly, the infirm, the child who is born with a genetic disorder. Like it or not, this is the reality of life today. And when we cloak something with different terminology, we had better understand what it really means. Here's the bottom line simply put. Life is a gift from God. Don't be misled by terminology which cloaks the reality of what is happening. Issues of life and death are never simple. But when you refuse to recognize that, you cross the line and rapidly embrace the horrors of the Third Reich in deciding who is to live and who is to die. I don't expect everyone to agree, but I hope you'll think about it. I'm Harold Saleh. You've heard Guidelines.